Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So it's time for a reality check. I think we are being stupid. Now, how stupid? Very, very stupid. So stupid that we could be leading to our own extinction. Now, I don't like to make mountains out of molehills, and we have this report that our life expectancy is dropping a little bit. It's actually dropping a lot, dropped by about 2.7 years since the COVID pandemic. But when I see what we're doing to ourselves, this isn't survival of the fittest. Well, actually, it is survival of the fittest, but we aren't the most fit. So if you guys remember Darwin, Charles Darwin found that as we evolve, those who are stronger, that can outlast the pathogens, that can outlast the accidents, the natural disasters, outlast stupidity, end up passing on those resilient genes and smart genes to their babies. And then hopefully those babies grow up and are fit, resilient, resistant to things, and stronger. And then humans have evolved to be a very, very complex and resilient organism until we do stupid. And I see a lot of your guys' kids. A lot of the kids are not smarter than the parents. Kids are supposed to be smarter than the parents. Kids are supposed to have the best of both genes. They are supposed to carry on the human race. And instead, we have people taking candy-looking fentanyl. And I understand the cartel is trying to manipulate the youth, but I'm sorry, if you're in high school and you see something that says fentanyl on it or narcotic, you don't take it. If you are on a cliff and you want to get a picture of yourself on the cliff, get away from the edge of the cliff. I just see people do stupid. Now, COVID. They blame COVID for our drop in life expectancy. If I have some of the numbers here, right, we had at least a 1 point drop. Life expectancy fell at birth to 76.1 years, the lowest it's been since 1996. Biggest two-year decline in a century, and they believe COVID-19 was the driving factor. Okay. All right. Well, what are we doing? What are we doing with COVID? All right. Well, we have vaccines that only seem to last a couple months. We have individuals that got so tainted by these draconian measures of the government that the second they could take off their mask, they ripped off their masks like they were immune. There were people who got the vaccine that I saw was running around kissing everybody going, I got the vaccine, I'm good. Okay, we're smarter than that, people. We are smarter than that. If you're wearing a mask, you're breathing in and out, okay, you don't stand next to somebody with COVID because it'll obviously get through the mask. You have to breathe air. If you get a vaccine for something, that doesn't make you Iron Man. You don't have a suit that deflects everything. Yet we believed a lot of this BS. Now, I am very, very grateful for us having vaccines. I'm very grateful for us having Paxlovid. And I am very, very upset that a virus such as that was able to get to us and globally kill millions of people. But then as a human race, what the hell are we doing about COVID? I find out that they still, that fish animal market that they say that's where COVID came from has dead animals drying out, or it still looks like there's some activity there. The lab, the Wuhan lab, I guess, found a new virus. They're still working on viruses without somebody going, look, guys, you know, did you follow protocol or were you the ones that leaked COVID? For us to take 3 years to figure out where COVID came from, and we still don't, and we think, oh, it's just a natural occurrence. Well, it might have been a natural occurrence, but did humans help it out? Did we confine a virus to a lab that we shouldn't have done? And did that force us to now create a monster indirectly, not even maliciously? Look at our foods. I see what you guys are eating. You guys are eating fake food. You're stuffing yourselves with chips, with chocolate, with soda pop. Okay, you need fuel. We were designed to live on fruits, vegetables, fish, meat, and instead you guys are putting fake food into your body. You guys are smoking. You're drinking. You're driving fast. You're having sex willy-nilly and not using a condom. You know, maybe this is happening not so much because of COVID, not so much because of the cartel, not so much because of rising crime, not so much because of our bad eating habits. Maybe the reason why our life expectancy is dropping is because we're being stupid. We're sitting for hours and hours on end at a computer. Why are we sitting on a computer? Why are we on computers notifying everybody where we're going to be at what intersection at what time in case somebody did want to hurt us or hunt us down? We're not being very smart. So I would say if we want to increase our life expectancy, okay, let's be a little smarter. One, let's be smarter on crime. Let's be smarter on infectious disease. All right? I mean, you know, the border is very porous. People are coming over. Nobody's testing them for COVID. Nobody's testing them for polio. Nobody's testing them for multiple drug-resistant tuberculosis. Okay, well, that could be a problem. In Ellis Island, we used to do it right. That's why our life expectancy went up. Ellis Island's like, look, let's test you. Okay, if you're ill, you're not going to come in until you're better. Now, I get it. We as Americans, we want to help all people. I want to help all people. But if our life expectancy is dropping, we need to look at what we're doing and not pat ourselves on the back, go, yeah, look at us. You know, we're moving to electric vehicles. You know, even though their car fires seem harder to put out than others. What we need to do is realize we need better air. We need better food. We need more exercise. We need better health care. Yeah, I love college students, and I want college prices to go down. But maybe these trillions of dollars being spent awarding colleges for their high rates and knocking off debt, maybe those could go to more medical clinics. But if our life expectancy is dropping, we have us to blame. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 1st through the 7th is National Blood Donation Week, with September 4th being National Blood Donation Day. We are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. And it could be done with social distancing. You can sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com. Just follow the link to National Blood Donation Week at drdahlia.com. drdahlia.com. Remember, one pint of blood could save three lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show, 1-877-DOCDALIE, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really, really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So as promised, all right, as we're coming into the fall, we have the new COVID-19 vaccine boosters. Yay! Some of you guys are like, God, no. No mandates. I don't hear of any mandates yet. Okay, so everybody calm down. I understand there's a lot of mixed enthusiasm about this, but my position on this is it's about flipping time. I have been very, very frustrated that we have been injecting a vaccine that was created for the wild type every few months to boost people's immunity, when we've really needed an updated one. And fascinatingly, this one does have the BA4, BA5 Omicron variant immune boosting capability. So kudos. It does make you wonder why we didn't have a Delta vaccine. It does make you wonder why it took so long. Some people said, well, it had to go through all the testing. We're told it didn't go through all the trials and tribulations that the other vaccines did. Other people think it's because, well, they spent so much money on the original one. They were like, well, why don't we just use that until we, you know, empty out our supply. So I'm not exactly sure why it took so long, but we have it. And interestingly, the UK booster is a bivalent vaccine with the wild type and the BA1, the virus we dealt with back in January. So this one is even better than the British's. And I know, you know, a lot of us are still sore about taxation without representation. So some of us still kind of have this little competition with the British. You know, so, you know, if we do think that the British are going to attack us again, this might be one of them, because we're showing them up when it comes to this vaccine. But, so here's the scoop, okay? Both Moderna and Pfizer got their emergency authorization for this. It is a bivalent vaccine, which means it covers two viruses, basically, or two strains, shall we say. Well, because you know how our flu vaccine is a quadrivalent, right? It has, you know, two A's, two B's, or there's the trivalent, the two A's, one B, that it basically covers multiple strains. They are not going to be referring this as a bivalent vaccine. They're just going to call it an updated booster. Okay? So that's going to be the terminology they're going to use. So the FDA is going to refer to updated boosters. It contains two messenger RNA components, one of the original strain, and the other one in common with the BA4 and BA5 lineages of the Omicron variant. The Moderna COVID vaccine is called bivalent. It is authorized for a single booster dose if you're over 18, not authorizing kids. The Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, bivalent, that's not what their brand trade name is called, but the bivalent one they're speaking of, is authorized in those over 12. So young kids will not get an updated booster. When it comes to Pfizer, it's just 12 on up. And for Moderna, you have to be over 18. The booster is just a booster. You cannot use it for a primary series. So if you haven't gotten the vaccine and you were waiting, going, you know what, I am going to wait until the new one comes out, which a lot of people did, you can't get this until you get the original one. This is just supposed to be inclined as a booster. They say the monovalent COVID-19 vaccines, or the one, the wild type, the original one, have been administered since December 2020, and that's the one that is still allowed for your primary series. So it has an mRNA component and of the original strain, and then it has an mRNA component of the BA4, BA5. They say for each COVID-19 bivalent vaccine, the FDA based its decision on the totality of available evidence. This is what the FDA says, including extensive safety and effectiveness data from each of the monovalent mRNA COVID-19 vaccine, safety and immunogenicity data obtained from a clinical study of a bivalent COVID-19 vaccine that contained mRNA from Omicron BA1 lineage that is similar to each of the vaccines being authorized, as well as non-clinical data obtained using a bivalent COVID-19 vaccine that contained mRNA of the original strain and mRNA in common with the BA4, BA5. So what they're saying is they didn't necessarily take these boosters and have separate clinical studies and longitudinal studies to see, okay, what happens if we give this to you? Are you going to get the Omicron? There wasn't time for that. What they did do is use data, which I believe came from the UK's booster, where it was the BA1 and the wild type, and they said they used non-clinical data, meaning it wasn't in a clinical setting, but looking at data from the immunogenicity, like what these vaccines can do in terms of boosting antibodies, and previous data they had from the previous COVID-19 vaccine. I don't think we need to get our panties all up in a bunch, because that's kind of what they do a lot of times with the flu shot. There's just no time to do a 1 to 2 year study. For us to get these boosters now yearly, which is what many Americans have been asking for, I know not everybody, but a lot of us are asking for, look, why can't we just get a yearly booster like we do with the flu shot? The speed it takes requires them to analyze other data and not necessarily just test that one specific shot. Do I think it's enough? I think the safety profile is going to be very similar to what we already have, where it's not going to be 100% safe. There still might be deaths, myocarditis, blood clots, some of the things that have been mentioned on VAERS, but overall it's going to be generally safe for the population. I don't foresee it being less safe than what the current data is. And I know a lot of people are very concerned about injecting anything into their children, especially that hasn't been, you know, clinically trialed. But now, in terms of effectiveness, I'm a little mixed on how effective it could be. And I don't think we have that data yet. And the reason why is, one is we, you know, haven't, you know, put people out there with BA4 and BA5 circulating who have never had COVID and tested this, which is another reason why they have a problem testing this, is most of us got BA4, BA5. So to find virgins, people who had never had BA4 or BA5 is really difficult. You almost have to find a population that has been bubbled up in a bubble and isolated, but you can't necessarily get the raw data of here's somebody that never had COVID their whole life. Now, all of a sudden, we're going to expose them to BA4, BA5 and see how they do. You don't really have that much of the population. We've all kind of had it. So there is already levels of natural immunity, not to mention you have a big portion of the population that was vaccinated already. So I think in terms of effectiveness, it's going to give us more than what the wild-type vaccine is, the monovalent. I just don't see it as being 100% because so many of us are getting COVID again. So a recent study found that we could get the BA4, BA5 1 month after just having the illness. Now then, what the hell is going on in terms of immunity? If vaccinated individuals and boosted individuals and people come down with BA4, BA5, and they could still get Omicron, BA4, BA5, a few weeks later, like Biden, like Fauci, or even 4 weeks later, we really have an immunity problem in terms of prevention of getting it. Now, we might not be hospitalized, we might not have severe risk, thank God, but this virus doesn't give a damn if we were vaccinated or if we were ill with it. My problem is I don't like what it's doing to our body. I think it's really messing us up. Whether it's killing us, whether it's giving us brain fog, whether it's making us cough, whether it's affecting our fertility, I don't like this virus in us. So as far as I'm concerned, I will be recommending, especially coming into the fall, people getting the booster, the updated booster. I'm not very excited about getting the older vaccine to boost for this, but if this is deemed safe by the FDA, I am going to trust it. But keep in mind, right, these vaccines are not 100% safe. There is still a slew of risk factors that are reported by the CDC that I think will also carry over to these. So they say, based on the data supporting each of these authorizations, the bivalent COVID-19 vaccines are expected to provide increased protection against the currently circulating Omicron variant. Individuals who receive a bivalent COVID-19 vaccine may experience side effects commonly reported by individuals, FDA says, who receive the monovalent one. So, all right, individuals 18 or older for Moderna, 12 and older for Pfizer. Not sure when they're going to be in the pharmacies, but the FDA has emergency authorized it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A team of UN inspectors made its way toward Ukraine's embattled and largest nuclear power plant on the continent Wednesday. The UN is trying to prevent a nuclear catastrophe, reminding us of the nuclear oops that could happen. Kyiv and Moscow again accused each other of shelling the area around the complex overnight. Russia reported it shut down its main artery for natural gas into Europe for maintenance on Wednesday. Western governments in Europe say this is a political move by the Kremlin. The halt comes as European nations race to fill gas storage facilities to prevent a shortage in the midst of winter. As the eighth and final leader of the Soviet Union, Mikhail Gorbachev sought to reform the communist state and infuse greater transparency. Russia's state news agencies cited Moscow Central Clinical Hospital as saying he had died this week at the age of 91. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel, our producer. All right, so the L.A. School District has been fined. I wonder if it actually went all the way to a lawsuit. I believe they were fined. The L.A. School District is ordered to pay $1 million to a teen who was bullied but ignored by school administrators who even lied about calling the police. After learning of a petition started by other students calling for her death. This was a lawsuit that was filed in 2019. Ellery Irons, she's now 18 years old, she filed the lawsuit after she suffered ruthless bullying at El Segundo Middle School. That included a petition started by other students titled, Let's Kill Ellery Irons. This caused her to self-harm, and she suffered from PTSD. This all happened between the ages of 13 and when she was between 13 and 15 years old. When teachers found out about the petition, she didn't know about it, I guess, but teachers found out, but they didn't notify her parents. The schoolgirl sought refuge, they said, by spending lunch break in the nurse's office. Oh, I remember how bad lunch was. God, lunch, okay, I mean, if you had kids to sit next to, it was great. But I went to 12 schools, so when you were new, people were brutal. You know, it's so funny, because we teach kids, you know, you got to be friends, and we all have to love each other, we all have to, and kids are like, okay, humans are the meanest things out there. My cats and dogs are nicer. Why do you think kids run over to animals? It's not because they're stupid, it's because they're running away from people. People really need to quit being so mean. So, Iron's attorney, Krista Ramey, said that even after her parents found out about the bullying and asked school officials to help, they, quote, dismissed the concerns as drama over a teen love triangle. Now, the principal of the middle school at the time was Melissa Gooden. She reportedly lied about calling the police when she learned of the petition calling for Iron's death on July 13, 2018. Why would she lie? Ramey told the LA Times that Gooden didn't call the police that day. She attempted to make it seem like they did everything they could, but in reality, during the entire year, they didn't do anything. According to Ramey, Iron's father called the school fuming over not being told about the petition that day and said he would be coming to the school to speak with Gooden the next day. Police say they weren't called until that next day, minutes before Iron's father came to speak with them. They never investigated a single claim of bullying made by my client, according to the attorney. Police said they spoke to Irons and her father and identified the student who made the petition and a girl who signed it. They were both suspended, but police didn't find a credible death threat. So the lawyer said every teacher, counselor, and administrator who touched this case failed not only my client, but also the aggressors and every other student at the school. Bullying is to be taken seriously, and the administrators are culpable when they don't stop it. So Melissa Moore serves as the El Segundo superintendent. The district said they are going to be making changes now in the wake of the case. The school district has about 3,500 students, according to Daily Mail, and they are going to add 2 new student safety positions at elementary schools to avoid repeating the situation. Moore said, as a school district, we respect the ruling of the court and acknowledge the findings of the lawsuit. The next steps are up to our legal counsel. As we move forward, we are committed to self-improvement and doing everything we can to prevent bullying. Okay, so here's the thing. Okay. I mean, I've been bullied, and it was rough. It was rough, and it is traumatizing. And when you tell your parents you don't want to go to school, they threaten you, they spank you, they say you're going to end up in foster care, get your butts to school. And when you try to go to the teachers don't do much. I remember my teachers doing, you know, Jack Diddley Squat. There are some people that will allow you, like the nurses or whatever, to, you know, find some refuge, but they could only do so much, and they have to go to lunch, and you can't be in the nurse's office if the nurse is away. And so there's only so much you could do, and there's not a lot of places to hide. There's not. So when you are a victim of bullying, you are forced to be in a situation you can't leave. You know, in any other situation, you know, if I don't like what's happening to me at work, I could leave the workplace. I could quit. Kids can't do that with school. So they're stuck. They're trapped. On the other end, this case could now open up a whole can of worms of people saying that they suffer PTSD from being bullied and the school should have done more. Now, this case went as far as it did because there was actually a written petition calling for the student's death, which is horrifying and frightening. I mean, you and I might be like, okay, these kids aren't serious, but considering what's been going on, kids have every right to think that this could happen, and they should. They should take that seriously. I'm surprised the adults, I mean, the parents did, but I don't understand why the school administrators didn't do Jack Diddley Squat. And it's just pure laziness. But now schools are really going to be on their toes because I think there are a lot of people who are traumatized by bullying, and now I think the lawsuits are going to be coming. And if people have proof, and they have proof that they went to the teacher, and they have proof in writing that people threatened bodily harm to them, we could see school districts really have to fork up a lot of dough. And they should. The only thing is from a reality standpoint, this could be very, very challenging. I think school districts could definitely go under. I think there has been such a, I've seen places where, you know, students say, look, I really feel bullied by this teacher, and even by the teacher, and they can't go anywhere. Now, somebody could say, well, life isn't fair. You know, this is a good lesson for kids. They have to realize that they're out in the jungle. They have to learn how to defend themselves. They have to, and there has been an argument, which I'm not really a fan of, that some of these bullied individuals actually become stronger and more successful based on them learning how to navigate the idiots and the jerks in the world. But not entirely. You also have the psychological trauma, and some people don't recover from that. And some people, sadly, turn more evil. I've seen people that, you know, you're like, okay, they must have gotten picked on in school because now they're picking on others. They could also be abusive to their family and their kids. So bullying on a whole shouldn't be. Bullying has got to be, you know, squashed as quickly as it starts. Competition, I think, is very, very good. I think there should be competition. I think there should be, you know, in athletics. I love athletics. I love racing. I love that. I love with school creativity. There's a bunch of ways people could compete, and I think every child needs to compete and then find where they actually have some real strengths and then capitalize on that. And it really takes a good curriculum And a good educational system and a good teacher and a good school district to foster these positive traits and positive aspects in people. But instead, it's, well, we have to teach this, we have to teach this, we're, you know, chained to this curriculum, and there's not a lot of room. And, you know, it's frustrating. Or you have people that teachers that are tired, and they're burned out, and they're like, you know what, I get to retire in a couple years. So I think this situation where a child had, you know, been threatened in writing, you know, with her death, I think the suit was appropriate. I think the school shouldn't have lied to her. I think the school should have done more. And it took the father coming down for the school to finally do something. Hopefully this teaches other school districts that if a student feels that they are going to be harmed, that there be, you know, protections for them. We'll see what happens. 1-877, Dr. Ali.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so I told you guys that we're kind of shooting ourselves in the foot. And years ago, we had all these anti-inflammatory medications like Vioxx, and we still do. But we were given Motrin and, or I should say, ibuprofen and naproxen, and then a lot of these COX-2 inhibitors, such as Vioxx, left and right, because we had a population of baby boomers that were middle-aged, starting to get older, starting to have more aches and pains, but outliving a lot of the illnesses that used to take them out in their 40s and 50s. And as our life expectancy grew, We're like, well, now what do we do? What do I do about my knees? Do I need a knee replacement? What do I do about my aching shoulder? What do I do about my, my back and my degenerative disc disease? So we kept giving anti-inflammatories until the kidney doctors were like, will you guys stop that? Now, and I would always evaluate for kidney function, and I kept the nephrologist pretty busy because I would get patients going, let's check your kidneys. You've been on this medicine just for too long. And the GI doctors were kept busy because the ibuprofen and the NSAIDs would tear up the stomach. So the GI doctors were busy, the nephrologists were busy, and then also the heart doctors were busy because, like my grandfather, congestive heart failure could happen with too much use of NSAIDs. So as a result, doctors are like, okay, wait a second. If they're in pain, we got to lay off these anti-inflammatories. So we'll go ahead and give you pain medication, and then we'll get you into pain management, or we'll get you into the orthopedist. And it was a very fine balance between protecting the kidneys and controlling somebody's pain. Well, because the kidneys were so fragile, and kidney doctors were like, you got to stay away from the anti-inflammatories, we had more patients going to pain medication, and pain became an epidemic. So as you had older individuals with, football injuries and basketball injuries and childbirth and all sorts of other stuff, people just seemed to really have these chronic issues. Then pain medicine became, such a pandemic and issue, and overdose deaths started to be blamed on what doctors wrote, that now there's all these rules and restrictions for pain medication. Meanwhile, overdose deaths have been rising each year despite all the doctor infringement and doctor restrictions on prescribing medications. Overdose deaths are rising because we're getting fentanyl, we're getting heroin, we're getting stuff coming over the border. We have a very robust drug market, a underground drug market in the United States as well. So overdose deaths are rising. But what's now happening? Well, the pendulum is swinging back. And patients are now knowing what to ask for. They're in pain. Patients aren't trying to be evil. The average patient isn't trying to sell pain medication or sell ibuprofen. The average patient is trying to deal with the pain. I could see that. So now, when they have back pain, shoulder pain, knee pain, sore throat, runny nose, they're asking for steroids. It's asking for steroids. It's steroids this, steroids that. And again, I had a patient today call in, runny nose, hoarseness. My doctor gives me steroids so it doesn't turn to bronchitis. All right, well, whenever we have a pendulum that keeps swinging, then the focus of the restrictions and the focus of the government and the focus of the medical groups end up then falling on that. And so steroid overprescribing and steroid use and steroid abuse is going to be the next thing that starts to get limited. And I know patients are frustrated because if they can't get pain medication, if their doctor won't give them anti-inflammatories, non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, they go, well, for some reason I'm able to get the steroidal anti-inflammatories. Well, steroids carry risks. Steroids carry severe risks. They could cause mood disorders, anxiety, depression, high blood pressure spikes, blood sugar spikes, could turn you diabetic, weight gain, could also affect the kidneys, the liver, the stomach, the heart. Steroids are NSAIDs on steroids. The side effects are even more exaggerated with steroids. Yet, man, people will call in with strep throat. Yeah, I could get a steroid now. We can now treat steroids. We could treat shingles with steroids. I mean, when I went to school, you didn't do that because steroids suppressed your immune system, another huge risk. And it suppressed your immune system so your body couldn't fight things. Well, now they're saying, but you know what? It helps with the inflammation. So I'm seeing people put steroids on poison ivy. I have to take an oral steroid. I go, why don't you put the steroid cream on you? No. My doctor gives me oral. Oral works faster. Steroids are helping me with my bronchitis. Steroids are helping me with my COVID. Steroids are stopping my cough. Steroids are stopping my pain. So nobody's talking about this, but we have a steroid epidemic. And now, you know, studies are reminding us, look, guys, these are not that safe. So glucocorticoids, which a lot of us take in inhaled form or oral form, that have been used for asthma, inflammation, autoimmune, has been found to damage the white matter of the brain. No shock to me as a doctor, but it might be a shock to other people out there. And in the British Medical Journal Open, they say the study shows that systemic and inhaled glucocorticoids are associated with apparent widespread reduction in white matter integrity. That study author Merel van der Meulen, a postdoctoral student at Leiden University Medical Center in the Netherlands. Now, white matter is a tissue that kind of forms the connections between the brain cells, the rest of the nervous system. So if you have less white matter, that can affect your cognition. It could affect your moods. And, you know, it could cause brain atrophy. We're trying to protect our brains. And I know a lot of you guys have been on steroids. And I'm not talking about the steroids, the anabolic steroids to make more muscle and to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger, that kind of, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the catabolic ones, the steroids to help prevent inflammation, help to fight pain. Now, I'm not shocked by this. We know steroids have, you know, side effects, including affecting the brain, affecting white matter, but, and they don't want people to panic, but we really are jumping to oral steroids to keep patients happy. In fact, with telemedicine, I see it all the time. Telemedicine has some rules about steroid prescribing. And I see people are given steroids for every sore throat, laryngitis, post-nasal drip, COVID, shoulder pain, knee pain, rash, shingles. They're giving it for so many things right now. And I'm a little nervous about that. Because I'm now starting to get patients where they say the steroids didn't work. Or the steroids worked and the second they stopped, all the symptoms came right back. And they don't necessarily have a diagnosis of an autoimmune disease or asthma or something like that. It just, their body got suppressed. Now you're supposed to taper. You're supposed to start with a higher dose and then it go lower. But some people, they just take them so much or they have a big bottle that they start to screw around with their body's rebound. So then their body will rebound with inflammation or pain. So we have a pain problem. We have a lack of access to pain medication problem. We have a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory NSAID abuse problem. And now we have a steroid abuse problem. Now, I'm not saying you got to stop steroids all entirely. We don't want you. If you're on steroids and you've been taking them for a while, if you stop them abruptly, that could be dangerous. But maybe we need to kind of train people to quit asking for steroids. I mean, just continually. Need a Medrol dose pack. See, it used to be Z-Pack. Now it's a Medrol dose pack. From a marketing standpoint, pack makes it easier to say and easier to order. 1-877-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved.
I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.